finding ways to freeze the fuel hike. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. The White House wants to hit the brakes on rising gas prices, now hovering near $5 a gallon.
The Biden administration is considering a plan that might ease your pain at the pump. Plan is to place a temporary pause on the nation's gas tax. Currently, gas prices are near record highs. This weekend, the national average for a gallon of fuel is $4.98, just 3 cents lower than the record $5.01 from last week.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. The price of everyday goods and services is also skyrocketing. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
I don't see a drop-off in consumer spending is a likely cause of a recession in the months ahead.
Secretary Yellen on ABC's This Week. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot says a subpoena for former Vice President Mike Pence is a possibility. Public hearings continue this week.
Tuesday, a look at pressure Trump allies applied to state legislatures to send alternate slates of electors to Washington. Trump confidant John Eastman engineered a scheme which hinged on Vice President Pence rejecting slates of electoral ballots as he presided over certification of the Electoral College on January 6th. But Pence's counsel testified that Eastman apparently wanted two sets of rules. Ludig warned that an effort by Pence to tilt the scale toward Mr. Trump would plunge the country into what he termed a revolution.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. A 15-year-old was shot and killed in a popular Washington, D.C. neighborhood. Police say multiple people were shot during a music festival, including a police officer.
The police officer is recovering from an area hospital. Two of the victims are also recovering at an area hospital.
Police are considering taking legal action against the event organizers. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Hate charges for a Florida woman accused of a pepper spray attack in New York City.
47-year-old Madeline Barker of Merritt Island, Florida, is accused of making anti-Asian remarks and pepper spraying four women in Manhattan earlier this month. She is now facing charges of assault as a hate crime. A video captured Barker, who was wearing a bright fuchsia outfit, approaching the women and knocking a cell phone out of one of their hands before pepper spraying them. An eyewitness notifying the NYPD after recognizing her on the street. Barker is set to return to court Thursday. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Former rebel Gustavo Petro is Colombia's new president after narrowly winning a runoff election. Petro becomes the country's first leftist president. Many Colombians are unhappy over rising inequality, inflation, and violence. A bizarre small-town murder and memory is examined in a new series.
The HBO original six-part true crime documentary series, Mind Over Murder, premieres. The series chronicles the bizarre and psychologically complex story of six individuals who were convicted in the 1985 murder of a beloved grandmother, Helen Wilson, in Beatrice, Nebraska.
I remember going to the apartment.
She still believed she was involved in a murder.
Thoughts can be put into her head and become true to her.
Despite five people pleading guilty to the rape and murder, none of whom were at the scene, they became known as the Beatrice Six. They were exonerated by DNA evidence in 2009, which divided the small rural town and incensed the family of Wilson. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Matt Fitzpatrick takes home one of the grandest trophies in golf at the Country Club. Fitzpatrick joins Jack Nicklaus as the only men to win a U.S. Amateur and a U.S. Open on the same course. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.